the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Anderson on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Campbell.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPIN.
Now, here is Hank Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Sam Beard and Jim Reed and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dill here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Riley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
All right, we're back at WPTF at Briar Point, a lovely 55-plus independent living resort area. Very luxurious place out here. Everybody seems to enjoy it.
Yes.
Do you enjoy?
Yes, I do. Yeah, my name is Izzy.
Izzy.
Izzy Barlow. Yeah, my first name
is.
Easy
to name.
Isidore. So,
easy name.
Yeah, I know. It's a name. Yeah. So everybody else, when I grew up, had a nickname except me. Oh. Because it was Izzy. But anyway.
Did your mama name you Izzy?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. I didn't
my
think
grandfather's
so.
Name. And my mother said when I turned 18 that if I wanted to change my name, I could. But it's been a beneficial thing my whole life.
So do you keep up with sports here?
Oh, with all the time. Uh-huh. Yes.
You have a sister named Lizzie?
No. No, I had two brothers, Jim and Bob. But
Jim and Bob and Izzy. What the heck?
Yeah, I know. That was crazy. But I wouldn't have traded my I grew up in western New York with the snow. And
okay.
But it was a great community. I mean, yeah.
It is it's beautiful up there. It really is.
Well, it really is. And Roger Goodell's from there.
Uh-huh.
Roger Torrey Peterson and Robert Jackson, the guy in Nuremberg Trials.
Oh, yeah.
So, and Lucille Ball.
That's right, Jamestown.
Jamestown, New York. That's
right.
Correct.
They have a museum there. I'd like to see that sometime. Have you seen her museum?
Yes. I don't know. Yeah. It's rather nice. They have a whole block now.
Yeah, they have some of the sets from the show.
They have also the National Comedy Club is there, too.
Oh, wow.
And once a year, they have a big Lucy fence all
I
week.
Bet so.
You know, and Jay Leno and all the comedians, Salvador. I can't ever say it's bus chest they only.
Ah,
but
yeah.
I mean, they've had a lot of people that, oh, they're, well, anyways.
How did you choose Briar Point? Why do you like it so much?
Why do I like it so much? It's because when I never knew a place like this existed. I mean, we lived only two blocks away, and we seen them build it. So I said, geez, I got to check this out. And I wasn't sure if I could afford it. But then once I got here, because one of the guys, where's Pat? They kept calling me and saying, you know, you have to come here. We have a...
That's right. You got to see the place.
Yeah, right. Well, but they had a party and Thanksgiving, one at Christmas, one in...
Wow.
So then she called me and she said, we're having an open house. And I want to hear nothing from you, but I want you to come. So I came. And it was just amazing. Right in front there, there was three tiers of shrimp.
Oh, so it was a shrimp that drew you in.
And huh? That's right. Well, no, not really. So when we looked around, she said, do you want anything to drink? And my wife, she's here, Cindy. I said, yes, I want a cup of coffee. Because the places where we were at didn't have good coffee.
Uh-huh.
But the coffee here is great.
Oh,
well,
okay.
So that
that's
was
important.
That was, well, yeah, I drink like two or three cups in the morning, and it's always a there. And
a whole pot.
And
come on, Izzy, fess up. Now, here.
Well, no, the concierge, if you ask them something, they do it. I mean, there's never a no. The other good part of this is not only do you have three meals a day, they clean the apartment. You could go to any one of these and stay. There's 60 of them. So when I first got here, I said, does there happen to be one in Las Vegas? And they said,
of course you would go to Las Vegas.
Like, I know. They said, well, no, they said, no, there's two. But anyways, so I made a reservation in Vegas, Super Bowl week last year.
Did you win any money?
No, I didn't go.
Okay.
When I talked to them, they said they couldn't pick me up because it's Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
He said there's an extra 400,000 people here.
Yeah.
No way I could get there. And Uber was like about $200. And it would have been just too crazy to do that. So, but
it's nice to know it's there.
Well, right. Yeah. But the people here are so nice. I always tell them, but the story is when when we signed up to come here, me and Cindy, we were walking down the hallway. And I said, Cindy, these people here are really nice. Wow. I said, I wonder how long it's going to last.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, but it's still going on. I mean, it's just like I said, with Angie, like sometimes in the morning if I get up late, which we set the
that's
alarm.
That's your right.
Well, you're right. I said, geez, I got to have some coffee. And about two or three minutes later, there's a knock on the door. And
wow.
So, and anything that you want to do is, you know, here. And like, wait, we got to go back to this original question. I had no idea that there was a 55 and older community, you know, where you just went. They fix you three meals a day. They clean up the table if you get done eating. And then my friends back home, they say, well, what do you do all day? I go, what do you mean?
Anything
do
I want to do.
Well, we have exercise class. We have music at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. We eat lunch, and then they have some other. Wow. Huh? Well, I'm getting to that. Hold on. But anyways, we've had an Elvis guy here, you know, in person.
He's coming back.
He's coming back.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there was two or three ladies that were sitting in the front row. And I don't know if I can I say, I thought they were going to.
I don't know if you can say it or
well,
not.
Well, no. Well, Elvis was on the stage, and I thought maybe there was going to be some underwear there.
Oh.
I mean, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
that was some reputation.
I mean, these girls acting like they were 17.
Right.
I mean, what?
Well, that's good.
Well, no.
He must
awesome.
Have sung well.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. Well, you know, that's good. And then we have music. We have Wind Down Wednesday. Friday, we have Happy Hour. That's the second biggest.
Everything has you drink. I mean, the coffee,
booze. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Then the staff, they bring out some, like yesterday they had some pizza slices and the zucchini sticks for appetizer. So, you know.
It does sound like a cruise ship.
Yeah, right. It really does. We go right down the line. But the highlight of the whole week is Saturday morning, like when you guys leave here, we have trivia. And we have two.
We're pretty trivial.
Yeah, well, trivia. We have two teams, and each team is getting bigger. And so then if you win Briar Point points. But anyways, it's the so much fun because we break on each other.
Wow.
And everybody tries to make – and Angie. Ashley runs it. Miss Concierge Extraordinaire. I mean, one day it was raining. And I said, geez, I got to get my car. She goes, well, we do that for you. We just got to have an extra set of keys.
So you like it here, huh?
Oh, I love it. No, the only way I'm leaving is feet first.
I got you.
No. So we really had a good – and Barry and Janice, you ask them a question, they give you an answer. And then my picture's in there. That was a spectacular day on November 11th. Last year when they showed everybody what they did in the – mail room.
Wonderful.
You know, for the veterans.
Military, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean.
It's wonderful.
I mean, and then we have pets in the pool there. Those are fish.
Yeah.
So, hey, what else could you ask for?
Talking to you, Izzy.
Oh.
I'm so glad you stopped by.
Oh, no, so am I. Well, we were trying to get here earlier, but.
That's all right. Jeez.
It's Saturday morning. I have to read the dictionary to get ready for the trivia game.
Oh, okay.
Because we do that at 11 o'clock.
Well, I want you to bone up on your trivia. And I hope you win whatever today.
Oh, yes. Thank you. We're team one.
Okay.
But team two is killing us. It's about 20 to 5.
Maybe you need to make a trade or something.
We could do something like that.
Lure somebody over to the INL.
All right.
Izzy, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, guys. Well, we appreciate you guys coming.
Well, we love being here.
If anybody's interested, they should stop by and just see Pat, because they'll buy her lunch. I mean, she'll buy lunch.
I'm sure she will.
Oh, wait. The two soups. Every day, there's two soups. Different.
Oh.
So.
I love soup.
So do I. That's it. I have sometimes I have the one at lunch and then the other one at dinner. So,
thank you, Izzy.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Wow.
Appreciate it.
Some interesting people here. 919-860-9783 do we have somebody from Smithfield on the line? Jason?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am. This is Steve, right?
Yes, sir.
How can we help you, Steve?
Well, I had a question about zoysia grass. I hope you haven't talked about it.
We've talked about St. Augustine and fescue. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, here's my situation. I've had this zoysia grass for, I don't know, 6-7 years, and it's been great. But the last few years, I started getting lespediza in the front yard. At least that's what I've identified it as.
Yeah.
And every year, at this point, it's like, two-thirds of my front yard is lespediza. And the zoysia's kind of intermixed with it. In fact, my grass still looks great. That's the thing. I mean, it still looks good. But the lespediza is worse and worse every year. And my question is, do I try to tackle it this time of year? Do I have to wait till next year? I'm afraid it's going to come back even worse next year because that's been the history so far. And what should I use? What product should I use on it? And I know I read somewhere that part of the problem with your reason for getting lespediza is a compaction issue. So I want to aerate it as well. Is it too late to aerate? And what product do I use? And those kind of things. I want to do something about it because I know it's just going to get worse next year and then it'll take over the whole yard.
epidural?
Well, it's never too late to aerate. The only time aeration doesn't do you any good is if the grass has already gone dormant, like in the wintertime.
Okay.
You won't really get much benefit from that.
Okay.
And so it, when you've got probably realistically 6 more weeks of growing season, I mean, typically we don't get a frost or freeze until around Halloween or early November. So, yes, you can go ahead and do that. The more important time to do it is right when that grass greens back up in the spring, because that's when the roots are going to be actively growing. Getting that aeration in there so you can get more oxygen down to the roots so the soil is looser and easier for the roots to spread. Is probably the most important time to do it. I'm trying to think of which product that will.
Well, I tell you, I
kill it.
Southern.
Uh huh.
And I used it some. See, my concern is I was afraid I was going to harm my zoysia because it's not a. What I can tell is not a lot of products out there. It's okay to use on zoysia, but I'm not necessarily recommended, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So I used some on the backyard, and it definitely injured the Lesbetizes. Did it take it all out? I'm not sure, but it also injured my zoysia, but I think it's recovered. In fact, I didn't even fertilize the yard all year long because I was afraid it would just make the Lesbetiza grow that much faster. But, you know, it's got a mind of its own. That Lesbetiza, that's been pretty rough stuff to work with. I don't know.
Yeah, that
if I should go with speed. So should I do it this fall now, or wait to tackle it again next year? Even though I know it's going to be worse next year.
Both. One, tackling it now. Well, you only going to have 6 more weeks or so before your zoysia is going to go dormant anyway.
Right.
That's
what I was thinking.
So if you kill out and maybe you have a few bare places because the Lesbetiza was so thick, you know, it's going to be bare anyway. So I would go ahead and get a head start on it now and then really jumping on it hard just soon as the zoysia greens back up, because if you do any damage at all to the zoysia, you've got the entire spring and summer and fall for it to recover. So, you know, trying to knock it in the head before it really takes off. I would get a head start now because you've got a problem. And first thing when it greens back up, and I would look, I think there's going to be a pre-emergence you could put out in February that might be some benefit for that. And then
for
as soon as – yeah, I think the triazine, I think – I want to say, and I don't know what the common name is. I'd have to look that up.
Okay.
I'll listen to the show next week, and I'll call in and tell you the actual trade name for that.
Okay.
Because off the top of my head, I don't know. But you are correct in this. It's a small window of things that will kill it and not damage the zoysia.
And we'll try to find out in the last half hour here.
Yeah, I may keep listening. I may figure it out.
I can't believe we only have a half hour
before
left.
We go off the air.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But really, always when you have a problem like that, getting on it at the beginning of the growing season, then once you've got repeated chances that you can knock it out, but more importantly, you've got a lot of time for the zoysia to recover. That would be the time after you start killing it in spring to come in and aerate heavily, fertilize, and you can get that zoysia running and spreading so it'll cover in the places where you kill the Lesbetiza.
Okay, because the reason I've been so hesitant is, like this past year, every year I'm saying, well, I got to do something about it, and I'm afraid I'm going to mess up the zoysia. And I've probably got one of the nicer-looking lawns in the neighborhood, and take a little bit of pride in, you know, it looks good. And not so much that I care what the neighbors think. I just like the looks of it myself. I mean, it's just a me thing.
I've had problems with it before where I sprayed it with Roundup, knowing that I was going to have some bare spots, sometimes the size of a front doormat at your house. And what I would do is I would take out plugs of the Bermuda and stick back in it, and in 60 days' time, I done had it covered with Bermuda.
And
same thing with zoysia.
And also make sure you're doing everything that you're supposed to for that Bermuda to make it healthy, because that root system is going to choke out a lot of that weed material, I would think.
Yeah, the thicker you get that zoysia, the less of an issue it will be down the road, but you're going to have to get it killed.
Yeah.
Because the way it seeds out, and keeping it cut low, too, to keep it from seeding is something else that's important.
Right.
Well, I appreciate that. The other problem I have is I've got an empty lot on both sides of me.
That doesn't help.
So I get stuff blowing, you know, it blows down the sidewalk, and typically, and along the curb, typically it starts growing right along the edge, including the crabgrass. It'll start right on the edge where the seed, I guess, blew on the concrete and got into my yard.
Right.
And then, bada bing, bada boom, it just keeps on driving.
Well, Steve, we're out of time for this half hour, but good luck, and please stay in touch. We can find the name of that chemical, we'll let you know.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. All right, we're at Bry Point, a beautiful independent living resort community in Morrisville. Come out and join us. We'll be back after the news here on WPTF. WPTF, the Weekend Gardener. We're at Bryar Point, a beautiful 55-plus independent living resort community in Morrisville. It really is like a cruise ship that is on land. And we're at 5911 McCrimmon Parkway in Morrisville. Very easy to get to, right off of Airport Boulevard. And we have met some nice people. We're going to talk to Jack here in a few minutes. But speaking of nice people, Miss Monica's the manager out of the State Farmers Market. How's everything out there, Miss Monica?
It's going good. Everybody's running around, and got a lot of stuff unloaded and a lot of good product here today. A lot of great places and people to shop with, and we got a lot of customers out, and we hope to see even more coming through today. It's a nice day to be out and shopping around.
Yeah, I ate at the farmer's market. I guess when we were out at broadcasting there with Rufus, and you just can't beat the meals there, especially breakfast. I just love breakfast at the farmer's market restaurant.
It is absolutely delicious, and it's those biscuits, you can't beat them. They're made from scratch, and first thing they bring out to the
ma'am?
Table whenever, hey.
Yeah, somebody was asking me if I wanted coffee. I was.
we're good.
Do you want any coffee, Monica? They're so nice here. So, they have great coffee at the farmer's market restaurant too.
They certainly do, and just good country cooking. And those biscuits, I was saying, they bring a big basket of those out with some hush puppies as soon as you get sit down, and absolutely delicious food. If you've never been out and tried it, I tell you, you're missing out. You got to make plans to come out and give it a try.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Monica, what other place would remember when you walk in to fix you your drink, which is decaf iced coffee with cream and sugar in it? The Farmer's Market. They do a special training for that.
They remember every time you walk in. Is that right, Rufus? Kind of like
that's
the
right.
Rufus doll. They know
that's
exactly
right.
What you want.
Especially when he wears those watermelon glasses.
Oh, they've been the hit. They've been the hit everywhere, Monica. They've gone viral.
I put it on Facebook. I think you looked very good with them. What do you think, Gerald?
I think so.
I can't wait to get a pair.
Sophie wants to take a picture. Put them back on, Rufus. Yeah,
I
we.
Keep up, Gerald.
What did she say to you?
She said she could hook me up with some.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, you're. Wouldn't you want to wear those for your grandkids?
Yeah.
Wouldn't Henry like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he'd like it.
Yeah. I got a pack and a package of them and took to my grandsons. Yeah. I mean, it's you know, we act younger sometimes. We got to go back in time.
Yeah, it's got to act.
I don't know. Your enemies, Rufus, political enemies, would have loved to have seen you in that. With those on.
Oh, would that be something? I'd have to call on Izzy.
That's right. You'd have to get Izzy.
Izzy to help me. I wanted to ask Izzy, what if you got a, he had a name like Izzy. What if you had one name like Rufus?
I don't know.
A name like that.
I don't know. Rufus is in the Bible.
And you know, it's spelled backwards. It's suffer, though. F-U-F-U-R.
I don't know if Izzy's in the Bible or not, but what a character. I mean, they got some characters here.
Yeah, Rufus was the cross bearer in the Bible.
That's right. How about that? Well, Monica, you'll have to excuse us. We just, we're having a good time out here, and we just kind of go off the end sometimes. So are there pumpkins yet? Somebody was asking me the other day, have you got pumpkins at the farmer's market yet?
We will have pumpkins set up down in the retail area by next weekend. There are some pumpkins down at the trucker shed now that you can buy in bulk, you know, that they're selling by the bins and things like that. And a lot of those are going out of here to get, you know, getting roadside stands and things like that set up. But next weekend we will have pumpkin displays down there. And we do have some mums, though. The mums started showing up yesterday, and they're just starting to pop, showing a little bit of color. And we've got some fall vegetable plants coming in, your collards and kale, broccoli, lettuces. So you can find those, and so many beautiful shrubs and perennials that you can purchase right now. Be a good time to start thinking about your fall planting. So if you want to spruce up or maybe add something to your landscape, we've got a great collection to choose from.
Yeah, you really do of all kinds of things, and the plants have been, just been gorgeous this year. I know it's been tough on the farmers. Gerald has talked a lot about the weather, extreme weather that we've had with the heat in June, and then Debbie coming through, and you know, we were so dry and then so wet. But they have seemed to overcome it. They're still producing butter beans and peas, which I'm happy about.
Our farmers are very resilient, and you know, they do the best with what they have, and they have to adjust and readapt and, you know, do everything they can to try to keep their crops going. And it's challenging. They've had a really challenging year. So, you know, some of the crops have definitely been affected. But we do still have a good selection coming in. You can still find some watermelons. You can still find squash, cucumbers, tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, all those things Gerald was talking about. We still have a good variety of those coming in from across the state. And that's one of the things about with us servicing farmers from all across the state of North Carolina is that if one area suffers and, you know, does have a lot of rain, you know, the western part of the state might not. And, you know, sometimes that helps because it helps the farmers be able to have their crops here. If the eastern part of the state suffering a little bit, maybe their tomatoes didn't do so good, or we're getting into this time of year, usually that's when the western part of the, you know, tomatoes and things like that are coming in better. So we have still a great variety, still some peaches coming in. Those, you know, hopefully, got to remember, peaches did start early this year, so they'll be ending a little earlier. Normally we have some up until almost fair time. Actually, there's a variety called fair time. But we'll probably, you know, those may be ending a little sooner this year. So maybe, you know, still till around the 1st of October. Or
better stock up, Rufus.
I do that's every right. week.
That's right. And muscadine grapes are a favorite that's coming in right now.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. And they're,
yeah,
you know, they're real,
they
just like
delicious.
Yeah, they're so good for you.
They are. And
they're native. They're a native plant.
They are. They certainly are, and they're a state fruit, so really, really neat and interesting if you've never tried them. And you can make jams and jellies out of them, and, you know, there's the muscadine wines you can actually purchase up in the market shops as well, and so many things. We got a lot of varieties of apples coming in now from the North Carolina mountains. Sweet potatoes, the new crop of those are starting to come in. They're just starting to get starting to dig potatoes right now, and so we'll see the new crop, and just so many wonderful things when you walk through the farmer's area. You can see and smell and get to enjoy all those great things that are grown, raised, caught, and made here in North Carolina.
Up in the market shops, a lot of things. Izzy was talking about coffee. There's a great place to buy coffee.
And I guess they roast their own beans, don't they, at 321?
321, yes. They have a facility where they're doing their roasting now, and they're selling their bags of coffee. You just got to stop by. You've got to read their story, check them out on social media or their website, read their story. A great group of folks doing a lot of great things for the community and for all the folks that they have there working. Just a wonderful group of employees, and be sure to check them out, support what they do. And local seafood, they have good fresh seafood coming in from the North Carolina coast. There's all different meats and cheeses from local farms that you can find. I mentioned cheeses, but there's milk and various other dairy products, butter, that sort of thing. And you can find all that all through our market shops area. And we also have a few specialty vendors down in our farmers area that have meat. We have someone that's featuring goat cheeses and a lot of various different goat dairy products that they have. And they're also making all-natural soaps out of the goat milk, and they even have goat milk ice cream. So, and it's actually delicious.
Wow.
I tried the ice cream the first weekend they were here a few weeks ago, and it is really good. So be sure to look those fellas up. They're down in our farmers area, and some of those products were available also up in the market shop from time to time. And so you got to just check it all out when you come. You just never
know
what you're going to run across.
So much there, so much of the State Farmers Market. Great restaurants. You mentioned the Farmers Market restaurant. Of course, the Market Grill there that serves the Rufus dog, and also it's got a hot dog named after it.
You would think I'm a hot dog.
You're a
people
politician.
Here to think I'm a hot dog. For you people in the audience, I'm a recovering politician.
That's right. Just not involved anymore. So, and of course, restaurant.
Yes, I was about to say we can't forget the delicious seafood restaurant. You know, Cal-style seafood. Come hungry; they're very generous with their portions, and just never tried it. Got to come out and give them a try as well. And just beside the seafood restaurant, you're going to find the Hunter Pork Center. And you're going to be able to walk through the Market Depot, Craftshed area there and find kettle corn. You're going to find homemade baskets. We have someone doing gourmet lemonade. There's gluten-free donuts and just so much more. You never know what's going to pop up there from week to week with some wonderful homemade crafts and specialty food items.
Well, always nice talking to you, Monica. Hard-working person.
Too.
Thank you.
You too, and Supersize, they're having their lawn care class this morning. So
yeah, we've talked a lot about grass this morning. When is the lawn care class?
They're having a little session down there. I think this is the second one they've done recently, and you just come down and they're just answering different questions, and there's something sort of a series that they're hoping to be doing at least every season. So if you get a chance, stop by down there and see what they have going on. And anytime you can stop down there and see the little plots of the different types of grasses that they offer. And they also have all the lawn care products that you might need, the compost mixes and so much more. So a lot of things at the market. We're here 7 days a week, and I hope to see everyone out and about and supporting North Carolina agriculture.
Thank you, Monica. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you, and take care.
Yes, ma'am. We'll talk to you soon. Monica Wood, the manager of the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. And we're, as I mentioned so many times, we're Briar Point, 55-plus independent living resort community. And Jack is with us, one of the residents. Good morning, Jack. Enjoy the chat with the Farmers Market folks?
Absolutely. Interesting mentioning coffee.
Oh, you like coffee too?
I'm not a big I was never a big coffee drinker, but the coffee here is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it turns out, I tried to find out, you know, how RLC makes their own blend and distributes it to all the different places. But it is good. It is.
Are you really from New York State?
You guessed it.
you and Izzy have different accents, so where are you from originally?
New York City.
Oh, you're from the city, of course.
I was born in Queens, raised on Long Island.
Oh, wow.
So,
What brings you to Briar Point?
Five stars.
Well, that helps. I
really?
Like those stars too.
But we were recommended by our daughter and granddaughters that we look at a 55 plus place, independent living.
Yeah.
So we wanted to be between, because they moved away from us. They were in Governor's Club, and we moved from Florida to Governor's Club. We bought a house there on the spot. We're with our kids, and 6 months later, they take off and go.
Just not dependable at all.
Yeah, well, it wasn't far, but
yeah.
The distance between where they are now and where we were is right here. So that's how we chose the town.
Yeah.
And
you chose a good one.
But so many places.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to decide. So when I looked, it was the only five-star rated place. We looked here with first place and liked the house that we bought on the spur of the moment. The spur of the moment, we signed up with Patricia here. And we're not sorry. We love it. It was really... They even have, if anybody... No one's told you yet or mentioned it. They blew my mind. They have valet service.
Nice.
Barry brings our car, a Tesla, out to us. We go where we need to go. We come back here, and Barry puts it in the garage and puts it on charge. What more could you ask for?
What is your background from New York, Jack? What did you do in New York?
You're a mover and shaker in Queens?
No. Matter of fact, I was rated the most quiet guy in the high school class. My wife had to get the yearbook to show our daughters. We have two daughters and three granddaughters. I had to go out and get a male dog.
Yeah.
Turns out that it just didn't fit. But as I went through college, I went through an engineering program in University of Connecticut. 5-year program in 2 years and 9 months because we were married, we had our first daughter, and I had to get out in the working field to earn money.
Yeah.
So I got through there with honors, which blew my mind.
What type of engineering?
Electrical, electronics.
Oh, my gosh.
Computer.
Yeah.
And that's how I come to invent the digital camera in 1972. Now, this is controversial because I know of two other people that claim they invented it. But both of them, I was there in 1972. And there's a guy named Sasson that I was told by a member here that he's the claim of the digital camera. I said, well, you know, there's a lot of people that are claiming it now. But I put it in my engineering notebook. I built it, and it worked. And long about few years, it takes a couple of years. And I got the patent. I have the patent. But the patent isn't entitled digital camera. The name's about that long because the patent attorney says you want to protect as much as you can so that nobody can get in on an edge of the idea. And you want to claim as much as you can claim on it. But it was using charge couple devices. So I wrote it up. I got the patent. And 8 years later, which is typically 8 to 10 years it takes from time of invention to time of market, putting it on the market, IBM took because IBM owns the patent now. So you have to sign away your digital, your intelligence.
Sure.
That goes... You have to agree to that to go work for the company. And it turned out that after 8 years, around 1980, I noticed the first digital camera came out. Well, what I didn't know, I found out later, IBM took the patent that I had, swapped with Sony, and gave Sony that patent for a patent on a cell for their... large main memory in their memory. So that's how that ended up into Sony's possession. And then in 1980, I saw in a magazine, camera was about that big, it was large, the first digital camera. And I looked at it and I see CCD on the side of it, said, that stands for charge couple devices. I said, for crying out loud, that's what I used. Back in the 1952 time, I knew from literature that you could impose a picture in the silicon wafers that the chips are made out of. Well, what wasn't known, and my idea was, if I took that picture, because of the technology, I can shift data between those charge-coupled devices so fast, I mean nanoseconds. And I knew that in the current technology, if you move a camera, you smear the image. Mm. I said, but if I move it so fast, maybe it wouldn't smear. And I built it up, tried it, and it worked.
Oh, wow.
So, and then the patent attorney came to my office the next day. He says, did you see it? I said, it sure did.
Wow.
He said, that came from your patent.
That's so wonderful, Jack. Your contribution to the world, to civilization.
And didn't get a penny for it.
Oh, my. That was going to be my question.
Yeah.
You should have had me as your lawyer. they flat stole that from you, my friend. I'll bet you're one of your fellow residents here. The famous photographer.
Yeah. Yes.
Thanks you for
I bet so.
Making the digital camera.
Gosh, I wish we had more time.
Yeah.
We're almost out of time. And I'm so honored to have met you, Jack.
Why don't I close with a laugh?
Yeah. Quickly.
Quickly. Playing golf. Do you know what a divot is?
Know what a divot is. I've made
many. Okay. We all take divots. Well, I took out a 3-iron after it rained, and my boss and his wife and Joyce and I playing golf together. And he says, why don't we play golf while we're going back to the... I said, sure. I take out my 3-iron, which was my favorite iron, slap the best ball I ever hit, and that ball went up. It went up again. I'm looking at it like this. I said, holy mackerel, do you see that? And the two women are laughing like the dickens. I said, what the heck are you laughing at? I said, that was the best shot. And I turn around and look, and here's my boss is sitting with a divot on his head. Coming down over his glasses, and he just stood there. Our life has been like a three-legged stool. Rotary International, I was a past district governor for 65 Rotary clubs in New York. Church and skiing, I was an amateur ski instructor.
Wow. So smart people can do it all.
Now I'm tired.
Good. Rest a little bit.
What interesting people. I bet your wife's even smarter than you are.
Yes, she is.
Of course
yes,
she is.
Yes, she is. But Pat, she was my best decision.
Patricia, come over a second. Take Jack's headset so I can talk to you just a second, Jack. Thank you so much. I wanted to ask Patricia how people visit and get in contact with you here at Briar Point. It's a great location. How do we do that, Pat? We got a couple of minutes. Oh, she got to grab something here. She'll be back. Yeah.
So you can go to our website, briarpoint.com, and has some information on there where you can get in contact with us through the website, or you can call us on our phone at 919-378-2902. Or you can reach out to me on my mobile phone at 704-330-0872.
Pat, thank you very much for having us out.
Oh, you're so welcome.
We had
so
a great
you
time.
Here. Thank you. Met a lot of interesting residents.
We sure did. Thank you.
We'd like to let you know that Barry and I are here 7 days a week. So anytime you want a tour, you're welcome to come 7 days a week.
Fantastic. Thank you. You know, I want to get going to let people know King's Auto Service, if you need a checkup on your vehicle, they are available Monday through Friday. They have been in business since 1946. They have certified hybrid technicians for your hybrid cars, and they can check out anything on your vehicle. And it's always to be proactive. Get your oil changed. Let them check the brakes. Let them check the car over. The battery, the air filters. Your car's been through a lot this summer, so make a point to do that. Get the AC checked, all of it. King's Auto Service, Northwest Street in downtown Raleigh, kingautomotive.net. Again, in business since 1946. Thanks to all the folks here at Briar Point, and we'll see you next week at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina.
Be the person your dog thinks you are.
That's right.